Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Because it was our off day. It was a Tuesday. Then we went in on Wednesday, and none of us as players, coaches, had any concept of what was going to happen.
Innovative.
Just the raw emotions of being at Lambeau Field that night. And when Chris Gizzi, who had served our country, carried that flag out.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Trying to get back to some normalcy, and everybody was in it together. It was a really powerful night at Lambeau.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, on the bold predictions that you asked Eric and me for a while back, we're 2-for-2 right now, or at least on track. Yeah. I said the Packers were going to go undefeated at home. You can't go undefeated at home if you don't win that first one, so there's there. And Xavier McKinney, whom Eric said was going to get 10 picks this year.
He's on pace for 17, Tausch.
Hey, guys, I kind of chuckled when Vinny, I didn't chuckle at yours at all. I thought what you said with where the team was at. Now, the fact that Jordan Love didn't start, I was a little skeptical, but you got through that week. And, Eric, 10 picks is a ton of picks, but how am I going to argue with math? I mean, right? Xavier McKinney has proven, he's showcased himself in a big way, and now he's on track to blow through years. Is that going to be accurate then if it's at 16? Is your 10 really that bold? I don't know.
It's going to seem less bold, right, if he goes one a week, which would be absurd, right? You want to start there then? The Packers' defensive performance probably not getting talked about enough, just given the fact that you had all the drama at quarterback, and then, of course, Josh Jacobs is still running for about 1,000 yards in the game. But nice showing by the D.
Yeah, I think, obviously the whole week was about Jordan Love. Is he going to play? And then, what could Malik Willis do? But I looked at how the game played out, and it was kind of like Charles Dickens, a tale of two halves. The offense stole the show. Matt LaFleur, the design of the run game, how they executed it, and what they were able to do. And then in the second half, Indianapolis finally decided to put 5 down linemen in and actually slow the run game down. But throughout the whole thing, Jeff Hafley's defense and Xavier McKinney, a big part of that, dominated that football game. So it was, I just thought from, could this team have done that last year in the same scenario? And the answer is no. So I don't know if Jeff Hafley's defense is getting enough love, because it just looks a lot different. And the NFL is all about big plays. And last year we didn't see that. This year we've seen 6 turnovers already, and it's a big reason is because of the new defense and the way they're, attacking instead of sitting back. It's been such a refreshing thing. And now you have to continue to build off of that. But through 2 weeks, I think you should be really excited about what this defense can look like, in December and January.
Especially when they take on the Titans, they got a young quarterback there who's still going through the growing pains.
Oh, he has been a turnover waiting to happen, and you already see their coach screaming at him as he's coming off the sideline. So, it's always every week presents new challenges, but I can assure you that, I don't think he'll say this publicly, but I feel pretty confident behind closed doors. Jeff Hafley's getting in front of this group saying, there's a lot of balls to be had this week, whether it's fumbles or picks or, getting after blitzing this quarterback, because he's already proven to put the ball on the ground. Your boy might get 2 picks this week, and then when we talk next week, he's on track for 26 interceptions. There's nothing any of us are going to be able to say about it.
Tausch, against my better judgment, I do feel I have to ask you about Josh Myers puking on the football. I mean, dudes puking on the line is not a rarity, right?
No, that does happen. The fact that you couldn't throw the football because right before you puked it up and on it. And I don't know what the deal, Matt, that's the second time we've had commentary that we've had to discuss that Matt LaFleur has brought up vomit. So the whole thing is just funny to me. But the Josh Myers part of it, obviously, it's really tough to throw a football as it is in this league, and then for Malik in the scenario that he was in, shows good moxie to not, with the lead that he had, take the puke ball and just run it and then get a new ball before the next time. Don't throw a puke ball and then end up, you know, turning it over because it's too slippery.
What's the reaction on the D-line when they see that happening?
It's weird. You would think they'd be utterly disgusted, but it's more, let's go get to the quarterback. Maybe he can't throw the ball because there's puke on it. I don't think it's a I'll put it this way. It's not as shocking as it should be. If that makes any sense.
Oh, that makes sense.
Man, I'll tell you, if that happens in front of me, I'm calling timeout. My man on top of me is puking.
Yeah, if that happens in studio, from now on, you guys just got to keep rolling. You got a Josh Myers that people. I doubt that would be the case, but when it comes to D line and O line, there's a lot of disgusting things that happen, and this is just another chapter in that.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News. Thanks, my friend.
See you guys.